The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Clonmel, a 7-race national hunt card to look forward to. So jumps racing to come from Ireland. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm fine, mate. I'm fine.
Good.
Apart from watching Liverpool constantly in the last 2 or 3 weeks, which has rather spoilt some of my sporting enjoyment.
Yeah. Never mind. At least you've got a bit of a distraction today, Andy. Yeah. Take your mind off that. Not a bad card in Clonmel over the jumps today.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Small select fields. Some interesting summer jumping horses stroke into the autumn. Could be okay in the winter. But a lot of them are just hanging onto the fast ground, which is unseasoned at the moment. So we haven't got really too many sort of soft ground winter horses on show.
No, the going at the moment is good on the hurdle course and good to firm on the chase course. So we're seeing the summer jumping horses carry on really, aren't we? So let's get stuck into the action, Andy. The first race is the 2:15, and we start here with a novice hurdle over 2.5 miles. And whilst there's only four of them in the lineup, it's pretty hard to rule any of them out. Egyptian Warrior is 11-8, 9-4 for War of the Pennies. Bashful Beauty is 100-30, and Supreme Doc 11-2. With these small field races, Andy, we often see tactics play a big role. And just talking to you off air, there's no obvious front runner here. So how do you see it going?
That is the problem, yeah. It is difficult to sort of get your head around this race. If it was a truly run affair and it was like a big field handicap, then several of these would come into their own, particularly War of the Pennies, who's a strong traveller and has been fairly consistent throughout the summer jumping period. He likes fast ground and he's pretty much run up to his form on every single time he's lined up. So he's probably the most consistent and reliable of the four in the race. But he does want something to shoot at. Maybe Robbie Power might make the running on Egyptian Warrior. He's never done that before, but it'll take some jockeys, you know, a little bit of initiative here to perhaps do something that they're not normally used to doing because, as I said, most of them have all been held up off the pace. Egyptian Warrior won well in Listowel the other day in the second horse, Tom's Article, Frank the Form with a win in Navan. And Bashful Beauty's not out of this either. He's been in really good form as well throughout August. And into September, particularly the run at Galway has been highlighted several times, and that run the other day was a really good run of its kind behind Portrait in probably one of the most competitive handicap hurdles run at Listowel. It went the way of Portrait in the end, but that race is always a keenly contesting one, and considering that Bashful Beauty was at the handicap, he's run probably a career high. I don't really fancy Supreme Doc because he doesn't really find a great deal under pressure like he did the other day at Navan. He looked as though he was going to win 3 out and then he ended up finishing 6th, so we can rule him out. But the other three, yeah, like I say, without knowing how the tactics are going to pan out, this one's a real trappy one. I'll take a chance with War of the Pennies just because of his reliability. All his form stacking up well, his speed figures are good, but it is a difficult one for punters this because we don't really know what jockey's going to take the ball by the horns.
Yeah. Tricky opening race then. The second race is the 2:45, and this is a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And eight of them in the lineup here, and Colin Begg is the 13-8 favourite. Vote of confidence is 11-4 and nibbled from 3-1 this morning. Motown Bob going the other way, 5's out to 11-2. It's 13-2 for Tempo Mac, 8-1 for Beautiful Ben and Steins, and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the other two. Colin Begg, Andy, has some pretty useful bumper form. Also had a spin over hurdles. Do you think that stands her in good stead here?
Probably, yeah. I mean, she probably just set the standard, but it isn't a particularly high one. Her run over hurdles, her only run over hurdles to date, that third behind Indian Fairy and Millie LeBac at Tremor, would probably get her a rating around about the 100 mark if the handicapper was going to assess her on the back of that. Indian Fairy, the winner, was rated 98 going into that, and Millie LeBac has been a fairly consistent mare for the last couple of seasons, but, you know, has been a long-standing maiden for a while. Decent effort the other day behind one of Wally Mullins' short price horses, Morning Run. in a bumper at Wexford and now comes back over hurdles. Johnny Burke's on board, that's a positive, but you know, the price, 13-8, is plenty skinny enough for her ability only. I don't think she's that great. Vote of confidence. He's run a couple of nice races in Maiden Herden Company's, best one being at Galway behind Marcus Marconi and Marty's Magic. A repeat of that is sure to get him in the first three. I therefore probably would like to take a chance here with Motown Bob making his hurdling debut for Henry de Bromhead. He's had two runs in bumpers. First of all, at Punchestown on bottomless ground where he ran pretty well for a son of presenting. Most presentings wouldn't want the ground as bad as that. And then there was plenty of cutting the ground on his next start at Ferry House when he went off about a 4-1 second favourite. And he looked as though he was going to win going down to the 2 furlong pole. He travelled really strongly off the home turn. He swept to the front and then he just ran onto the inside rail and got very tired in the gluey ground. And once again, he ended up finishing quite weakly in the end. But on better ground today, I think this son of presenting will really shine. And he's a decent price, you know, for a horse of his ability. I think raw ability-wise, he's certainly arguably one of the picks in this race. And he's edging out towards a nice price this morning, around about the 6-1 mark. So with the dead eight runners going to post, I'll take a chance with Motown Bob each way in the second.
Okay, Motown Bob each way in the second then. The third race is the 3:15, and this is another main hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And Captain Carlton heads the betting at 6-4. It's 2-1 for Ali Leo, 9-2 for Kilcara Boy. Aussie Guest is 14-1 with Castle Bar Sling, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the other three runners. Captain Carlton, Andy, has placed on all four attempts over hurdles so far. Is today the day that he finally gets his head in front?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm tipping him out of loyalty stroke process elimination here, because it's not a particularly strong race. He's already accounted for Alaleo, his main market rival here, and that was down in Kilbeggan on his last run when Alaleo was 6 lengths behind him. Alaleo the first time hood on that day as well, so not even that contraption helped Willie Mullins' charge, whereas Captain Carlton may just improve with the aid of the tongue tie for the first time. Maybe he just made a noise that day and Barry Geraghty got off him and said, look, you need to put some kind of breathing apparatus on this horse to perhaps stop him, his tongue getting over the bit. He's run behind Lando at Downpatrick, albeit he got beat a length and a quarter. Let's face it, Lando laughed all over him that day, and you know he was grossly flattered to finish within a length and a quarter. But you know, all these three runs today, that run beyond Equity Swap at Cork and those two subsequent ones, set a decent enough standard for allowing him perhaps to win a race of this nature. The obvious each-way horse looks to be Kilcara Boy. He comes here via a good run down in Balling Road the day behind Die Green in a decent handicap. So, he, you know, around about 11-2, 5-1, he would probably be the each-way horse. But I'll stick with Captain Carlton. Hopefully today, as you said, is the day for him.
Captain Carlton then in the 3:15. On to the 3:50 next. Race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles for 5-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. And the betting is headed by A Decent Excuse, who's 2-1. 11-2 for What's to Crack. The Bold Becky is 7-1 with Fenny Small. Tickleite is 8s with Perry Hill. And then it's 10-1 or bigger prices. The rest, just starting with a favourite here, Andy, A Decent Excuse. He's twice a winner over hurdles and twice over fences. His last effort over fences was off a mark of 114, and he did all right at Listowel and finishing fourth. Obviously, a mark of 114 wouldn't get him into this race, so this is a drop in class from that. And what do you make of him?
Yeah, he's quite a useful horse, A Decent Excuse, in his own grade. And as you said, he ran well last time out in a much better race than this. That was a 0-123. Went the way of me and Ben from the Fergal O'Brien stable, and it was a good pace as well. And he's only got beat 5 lengths, so you know. Off a mark of 114, which he ran off that day, he's thrown in here, taking into account his amateur rider's £7 claim. He's off a mark of 100, so technically he's got a stone in hand over there. If, and that's the $1,000 question, if he can translate that form over fences, back over hurdles, and it's not always as easy as what you think, is it? We've seen probably better handicapped horses than A Decent Excuse in races like this, and they fluff the line, so that would have been my only slight question mark nagging at the back of my mind. On the upside, he has won a hurdle race, not in the too dim and distant past. That was on the 21st of April when he won at Cork over hurdles off a mark of 101. He's also got form around Clonmel. The last time we saw him here, he ran well in a handicap chase behind Bailey Dusk, had to get him beat 7 lengths. So he has got positives as well as one slight nagging negative. He's probably a worthy favourite, as we say, but do quite like one here from an each way perspective, and that's What's the Crack. I'm going to offer up Michael Horrigan's mare as a viable each way alternative to the favourite. She's been running quite well in recent times. Started off her run with a decent fifth at three starts back, and then she stepped up markedly on that with finishing second to Stolberg in a very competitive handicap down in Limerick, keeping on quite well for pressure late on. And then the form of her last run, I think, is probably the key to this race. Horse that won that race called Hellcat Maggie has subsequently won at the Listowel Festival. I think that's a decent bit of mares-only form, actually. All the best mares in that kind of race were assembled that day. And I thought What's the Crack ran really well. Certainly in with every chance going down to the last and kept on quite well nicely on the running. Several horses in behind have run well since, like Dashing Lady. So overall, I do think the speed figure and the form of that race is probably the key to this particular event. Certainly give Fenice Moll a bit of a mention. He was rather messed around the other day down in Navan, but I think he could go well. What's the Crack? 11-2 with William Hill this morning. That's the way I'm going to play at 3:50.
Okay, each way selection there then in the 3:50. On to the 4:25 next race, 5 on the card, and this is a novice's chase over 3 miles for 5-year-olds and older that are EBF eligible and which entry are rated 1, 2, 3 or less. Buzz Icard heads the betting at 15-8 and arrives here on the back of a hat-trick. Shamiran is 11-4, 3-1 for Presenting Berra, 9-2 for Behemoth and 9-1 for The Doctor's Daughter. Starting with favourite here, Andy, arrives here in good form, won over fences 3 starts ago and twice over hurdles subsequently. What do you make of him here?
I'm surprised that he's as big as the price he is, to be honest. I thought he'd be really short to win this race. I think anything around about the 2-1 mark's a good bet for Buzz Icard here. He clearly is in the form of his life. Narmade, whatever it is, has found the key to him. Following a fairly modest run at Kilbeggan in mid-July, albeit he made a bad mistake that day in the first time blinkers, but since he's taken the headgear off and all the contraptions that were on him, such as the tongue tie, he looked a totally different animal. He absolutely bolted up when he won at Roscommon 3 starts ago. He beat a horse called Please Talk who's gone on to win. Behemoth was well back in third, and then he went to Belistan off a very favourable handicap mark back over hurdles, and again he absolutely slaughtered his opposition that day, travelling really strongly in stone and very powerfully late on to beat You're Busy, who of course went on to win the Kerry National, so that's good form. And the two horses he beat in Down Royal when he was trying to follow up under a penalty have both won their respective races the next time out. Icy Gold went to Perth and won quite comfortably. And Carmel's Boy, who was third on that particular occasion, he won a 2-mile-7 handicap at Navan last Saturday. So, you know, in dishing out punishments to those two horses, it clearly tells you this horse is in the form of his life. We know that he handles fences particularly well. He stays really well. He loves fast ground. He goes well in small fields. He basically ticks a hell of a lot of boxes here, and I'm finding it difficult to oppose him. Shamaran's a horse who has got the ability, but sometimes lacks the inclination and the sort of tactical nous in a race. He often goes a little bit AWOL. Presenting Berra, he's quite a nice horse, and if I was going to nominate a danger, it probably might be him. Behemoth's already been beaten by the favourites, and no reason to suggest why he can turn the form around, and the Doctor's Daughter was well beat the last day down in Listowel. So this is very much Buzz Icard to lose, and as I said, the only thing that was slightly puzzling me this morning was why on earth is a 2-1 chance, and he'll do for me.
Okay, Buzz Icard then could be overpriced then, in Andy's opinion.
Absolutely, yeah. He's probably the best bet on the card.
Okay, good stuff. Best bet on the card there then. The 4:55 is next up, and this is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 0-109, and Old Laxey is the 11-4 favourite. 9-2 for Limpopo Tom and Valor's Minion. It's 6-1 from Sevens for Old Supporter. Kilmary Kid is 7-1, 12-1 for Massini's Adventure, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. Tricky race, Andy. Some seasoned handicappers in here, and some not so seasoned handicappers like Old Laxey, who arrives here after a couple of decent efforts on the return from a break and goes into handicap company for the first time. So what are your thoughts in the 4:55?
Certainly no strong views here. I'll probably go with Old Laxey just because I think the form of his race at Listowel last time was probably the best. I highlighted the claim of It's All an Actor yesterday at Sligo, and he duly obliged, and Old Laxey of course was involved heavily in that race. He faded from 2 out, but he'd run quite well up to that point, and prior to that he'd run another decent race behind Cavite Beat and El Phenomeno. He just about ticks most boxes I'm looking for in a race like this. There's not that many else that I'm mad keen on. Limpopo Tom, he's fairly useful on decent ground and ran well last time out at Worcester, but ultimately he's a fairly exposed 109 rated handicapper. And the run of Mount Valuel's Minion came to an abrupt end the other day at Ballinrobe back over hurdles. Or, you know, I mean, this horse is now back over fences, so there's a chance that he might return to his best. And of course, the winner had the trainer had a winner yesterday at Sligo in the shape of a barter. So he's not one to rule out totally out of hand, Valuel's Minion. But just like the look of old Axie here, I do like these De Bromhead horses in these handicaps, and they seem to always run up to their best. And obviously, with Johnny Burke on board, he'll do for me.
Okay, and on to the final race this afternoon, the 5:25. We finish with a 2.5 mile bumper, and Table Tips is the 9-4 favourite this morning. 5-2 for Drummer Coup. Rolly La La is 9-2. 6-1 for Jen Marie. Uncle Tone is 10s with Royal Leader, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. So, who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
I'm going to go with the second favourite here. Despite my respect for Robert Tyner's mare, Table Tips, who's a fairly consistent individual, I just think there's more upside with Jamoku, who has caught the eye on his last two runs. He was obviously disappointing at Leopardstown, but that was a very hot race. And the fact that Michael Harrigan pitched his five-year-old in that Leopardstown maiden hurdle suggests that he does think quite a bit of him, running him at a grade one track. But then, you know, next time out at Limerick, he was much more eye-catching and showing that, you know, he could make a nice horse in the future. In fact, I think he's probably going to be more a chase in the making rather than a hurdler. So these kind of races, you just mark in time. The one thing I do like about him is he seems to stay quite well. They tried him over 2 mile 2 at Limerick on his last start, and he kept on quite well for pressure late on. He certainly wasn't given an overly hard time, but he did find plenty, and he went all the way to the line. I certainly think this 2 mile 4 will suit him. Obviously, you've got to rely on his fitness after a bit of a layoff. He's been off the track for the best part of 6 months. But there has been a bit of tricky each-way cash for him this morning. He was available at sort of 7-2, 3-1, and that's all caved in. He's now looking around about 11-4, 5-2. So, with Derek O'Connor booked, with a nice profile attached to him, in what looks a fairly weakish bumper, I'll take a chance that Drummer Coup is fit enough to do himself justice and win that final 5:25.
Drummer Coup in the lucky last then. Let's just have a quick summary of all your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, nasty old day today at Clonmel. I wouldn't say I've got many strong bets on the card. I'm probably going to have a couple of bets. I'm certainly not going to have a bet in the first because I just don't know how the race is going to be run, but my selection would be War of the Pennies. I quite like Motown Bob from an each-way perspective. I'm pretty confident in him running well and giving us a run for our money. Captain Carlton is the token choice in the 3:15, but again, a race I'm not mad keen on. But then it steps up a pace or two. I really like What's the Crack each way in the 5:50. I'm definitely going to be backing her. My nap on the card, and my best bet is Boss Icard. I think he's in great form, and anything around about the 2-1 mark should be snaffled up. Old Laxey looks the obvious choice in the 4:55. And I really like Jamoku in the last. I'm also going to have a fuke on him despite his long layoff.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Clonmel this afternoon.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.